بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا، نصفه أو انقص منه قليلا، أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك، يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum dear brothers and sisters, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran. In this episode, we're going to recite Surah Shar, and Brother Muhammad Reza will mention the Tajweed point, which is the stopping at the end of every word. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Muhammad Reza.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear brother. For today's lesson, we will be going over the proper and the right way of stopping on a given word in the Holy Quran, and whether it's at the end of a verse or it's in the middle of a verse, there's a specific way just to do waqf or stop on that word. And inshallah, we will analyze this in Surah Ash-Sharh. So let's get started.
So first, let's listen to Surah Shar recited by Sheikh Sa'dul Khamidi.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ألم نشرح لك صدرك.
ألم نشرح لك صدرك.
ألم نشرح لك صدرك.
ألم نشرح لك صدرك.
Okay, for the first verse of Surah Ash-Sharh, as you can see, we stopped on the last word of the verse, صدرك, and even though the last letter of صدرك has a fatha, since we're stopping on this verse and we're not continuing and connecting it to the next verse, the kaf becomes like a sukun. The fatha turns into a sukun. But if we were to continue this verse and not stop on this word and connect it to the next verse, the fatha would remain as it is. So it's alam nashrah laka sadrak. Okay? Wawadana anka wizrak.
وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ
وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ
وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ
وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ
وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ.
Okay, for this verse, if we were to stop on the word عَنْك, that is not to continue and finish the verse and stop on the word ank, like so. وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْك. The fatha on top of the kaf of ank would also turn into a sukun. But this is not the appropriate place to do waqf. So even though it's in terms of tajweed, there's no problem with doing this. But in terms of waqf and ibtida, this is a mistake, because this is not the right place to do waqf. So it's possible to say وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْك and then say وِزْرَك. Of course, we're not going to do this way. We're not going to recite this verse in such a way. The more correct way is to finish the verse. like وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ.
أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ الَّذِي أَنْقَضَ ظَهْرَكَ.
Okay, the third verse of Surah Al-Sharh. الَّذِي أَنْقَضَ ظَهْرَكَ.
الَّذِي أَنْقَضَ ظَهْرَكَ.
الذي أنقض ظهرك.
الذي أنقض ظهرك.
In this verse, الذي أنقض ظهرك, we have the same thing again. The last word, ظهرك, the kaf has a fatha, but since we're stopping on it, it turns into a sukun, the fatha of ظهرك.
ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا
ورفعنا لك ذكرك
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 ورفعنا لك ذكرك.
And for this verse, we still have the same thing. We have a kaf. The last word of this verse, dhikrak, we have a kaf that has a fatha. And this fatha turns into a sukun when you stop on the word dhikrak.
Let's take a break and we'll be right back.
Allah, Allah, subhanallah, Allah, Allah, walhamdulillah, Allah. Allah, subhanallah, Allah, Allah, walhamdulillah. Allahu ya Allah, subhanallah, Allahu ya Allah, walhamdulillah. Allahu ya Allah, subhanallah, Allahu ya Allah, walhamdulillah.
Welcome back. You're listening to Let's Recite the Quran. We're reciting Surah Sharh, verse number
5.
فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا
فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا
فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا.
Okay, for the fifth verse of Surah Al-Sharh, on the last word, the word that we're stopping on, Yusra, we have a Tanween al-Fath. And we said in the previous lessons that if you want to stop on words that have Tanween al-Fath, instead of saying Yusran, this Tanween al-Fath turns into an Alif al-Maddi. That is only when you're going to stop on this word. So it's فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. It's not فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Okay? But if we were to continue this verse and connect it to the next verse, that is the sixth verse of Surah Al-Sharh, then we would pronounce the تَنْوِينُ الْفَتْح like a normal تَنْوِينُ الْفَتْح. That means يُسْرًا, like this.
فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا.
Okay, as you can see, we connected the fifth verse to the sixth verse, and the yusra became yusran inna ma'al usri yusra. Again, we stopped on the sixth verse. So the second yusra became yusra again. Okay, now for the sixth verse.
Inna ma'al usri yusra.
Inna ma'al usri yusra.
إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا
إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا.
In this verse again, we have a تَنْوِينُ الْفَتْح on the last word of the verse, يُسْرًا. Since we're stopping on the تَنْوِينُ الْفَتْح of يُسْرًا, this تَنْوِينُ الْفَتْح turns into أَلِفُ الْمَدِّ, يُسْرًا. Now for the seventh verse.
فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَى رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ
فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ
فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ
فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ
فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ
For this verse, we're stopping on the word فَانْصَبْ فَانْصَبْ the ba of fansab has a sukun, and since it has a sukun and we're stopping on it, it's going to stay the way it is. And even if we were to continue this verse and connect it to the eighth verse, we had to still recite this word with a sukun on top of the ba, like this.
فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ
As you can see, the فَانْصَبْ, despite the fact that we connected it to the next verse, we still pronounce the ba with a sukun. So it remains unchanged, even if you were to continue this verse or stop on it. So it doesn't make a difference if you stop on this verse or you continue this verse. And finally, for the last verse of Surah Al-Sharh.
وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ
وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ
وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ
وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ
صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ
صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ
Okay, for this verse, we have the same thing happening. We have a ba that has a sukun, and since we're stopping on it, it's going to stay like this, and it's going to be unchanged. And even if we were to recite the next verse and connect this verse to the next surah, this ba would be joined to the Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and it would an idgham would take place. With an idgham of ba would take place. It would be like this: Wa ila rabbika farghab bismillahi rrahman rrahim. But since we're stopping on this verse, it's pronounced like a sukun, and there's nothing else to say. That's it.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad Rza, for coming, and thank you, listeners, for staying with us. If you have any comments, questions, ideas, send it to us at coi@irib.ir. Till next time, goodbye.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني